One of the weirder pieces of audio we had on the program yesterday was of a woman in China who was attacked by an octopus. And it was this was her own doing. For her video channel or YouTube-type channel, she apparently has a number of subscribers. She takes on weird challenges and dares, and one of them was to eat a live octopus.
And that's not totally uncommon. I mean, people do that. But this one was of probably a pretty good size. It was as big as her hand or better, and it latched onto her face.
Again, you know, wouldn't let, as you could hear, she was in some kind of distress. She wasn't prepared for that.
No.
Nor was the octopus ready to go into her pie hole.
No.
So.
But she did vow to eat it on her next one. I don't know if she got around to that or not. But it led to a bunch of octopus calls, people having some form of, you know, interaction or encounter with an octopus. And there's three or four of them up on the Brad and John page from yesterday. And we didn't get to a couple emails. One from KG, and I've had this happen before. He reminded me, too. They were out crabbing, and he pulled up a crab pot. And basically, you know, you're pulling the thing up, and he says, I see this red blob on top of the crab pot, and I thought it was one of those huge starfish or something like that until we realized no. And it was so entrenched into the crab pot, they couldn't get it off of the crab pot, so they brought it to the dock, and they thought maybe we could try and deal with it better than in this little boat. And so they got it to the dock, and he actually took a picture of that thing and sent it in, and it was... The timbers on the dock are 12 inches wide, and it's at least 1.5. So it's 1.5 feet, just the body head of it, not counting the arms. Yeah. And he was saying the arms were about anywhere to, it was like 8 to 9 feet across, which makes it a juvenile.
And it's just the strength of these things, which really came through in our discussions with listeners yesterday who had encounters with these octopus and what they do to boats, too.
Yeah. Travis.
I lived on a sailboat in the tropics for about 10 years or so, and in one of the islands, I think it was in Fiji, some local islanders were trying to haul up this octopus out of a canoe, and they couldn't get it up out of the water, and they ended up using our sailboat as leverage because the canoe was too unstable, and the guy gets on the boat, and he's just covered in blood because the fishing lines cut through his hands. Because they didn't have a pole, they were using line, and this was a couple hundred pound test line, and they got it off of the rocks a couple times, and you could see it in the water, but this thing was so strong just swimming that it was pulling this guy almost overboard. So they had multiple people yanking on this line, just cutting up hands, trying to get this octopus, and eventually they could not get it high enough to get it out of the water. So they ended up just cutting the line and letting it go. But it was literally about an 8-hour fishing fight with an octopus.
Wow. And how big of an octopus was it, did they say?
I mean, we saw it a couple of times. It had to have been maybe 5-6 feet long. We saw it a couple of times, but once you would get it close to the surface, it would just give a big burst and just shoot back down and just basically yank and burn this fishing line out of your hand.
Oh, and they finally
very strong. Even if they're not holding on to anything, they're very strong swimmers.
Wow. Travis, that's a great story. Love it. Thanks
you,
brother.
Thanks for sharing that, man.
Yeah. Good later,
bye. Russ also emailed and said, interesting factoid, the water and temperature in Puget Sound is as good, if not better, than the water off of Maine where they grow lobster. The one reason we don't have lobster here, octopus like them as much as we do.
And that girl wants to put a full-grown one in her face, you know, right there. Yeah. Not a good call.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Our email, Brad and John at KISM.com.